Flick and Tim, we are talking about the shocking murder of Eurydice Dixon last week in a Melbourne park. And you only have to look at Facebook and newspapers to know that an overwhelming number of women have spoken up about this situation. 13 11 14, the number for Lifeline if you need to speak to anyone. Tim, you think that more people need to be speaking up?
Yeah, so I went to the vigil last night that was at Rosie Park, and it was really beautiful, and it was a very well-organised event. There were probably between 200 and 300 people there, and a bunch of women spoke. And it's great that that's happening, but at the same time, from a guy's perspective, I really think that as men, we need to start stepping up to a whole other level. And I think it just comes down to the way that we look at the problem. Like, it is very, very clear that right now this is a men's problem. It's being framed as a women's problem because women are the victims every single time, but the men are the ones that are perpetrating it. It's our group in society. And if you imagine that this was happening in another thing, so let's say, for example, airbags weren't going off in cars and people were dying in car crashes all the time, that would not be a driver problem. And drivers would not be told, you need to be more careful when you're driving. We would start recalling cars and we would start fixing the airbags. And in this situation, it is us, it is the guys who are perpetrating it. And so, and also, I want to say as well, there's the movement online that I think muddies the water, the not all men movement. And I think that there's a real defensiveness by some guys to say, no, well, I'm not a part of the problem. And you know what? I think that not all men is right. It's not all men, but if you're not a part of the problem, if you are the 90% that aren't part of this problem, that's wonderful. You're a part of the solution, and let's raise our voices and let's be protectors for the women that are in our lives. And also, let's call each other out. Like, if you see a mate or you see somebody on your football team or whatever who is speaking in a way that makes you think that they might be
disrespectful to women. Yeah. That's where it starts. That's where this starts, yeah.
So I just reckon, as a bloke, I'm saying it right now, I am going to personally step up, and I would love to see other guys aim to do that as well. Let's be protectors, let's call each other out, and let's fix this, because women don't deserve to be afraid
to
walk home.
I really appreciate that. I mean, the media's copped a lot of backlash, but having you say that as a man, you know, I can say it to the cows come home, but that's been really fabulous. So thanks for saying that, Tim. And to those that need to reach out, remember, Lifeline, anytime, 13 11 14, they're there to help. Hit 91.9.